This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about you as that one person at a time that can help stop the totalitarian. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It is a frantic Monday. Yeah, frantic Monday. A lot of things going on. And if you, of course, have been paying any attention to what's been going on over the last couple of days, Donald Trump has gotten himself in some hot water. Not really. Donald Trump is asserting himself as president of the United States. Well, elect anyway. At this point in time, it's amazing to me to watch this man move. He is moving so quickly in terms of establishing a government that he is going to be running as president of the United States. Let there be no doubt we have a president, well, an elected president, that's going to be taking over the reins of power January 20th, 2017, much to the chagrin of the left, to the embarrassment of the left. How embarrassing is it getting day by day, minute by minute, tick, 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 for the left? They are so, so out of touch with reality. And the reality checks that are coming in to us, though, about the unmitigated damage that this president and his leftist, his communist, his national socialist, his Islamic monsters that are behind him have dealt to this country is, well, just starting to come to fruition. In fact, we have some precautionary things we're going to be talking about a little bit later on here in the show about what's going on at the border, the flooding of the immigrants, Africans in particular, men mostly, almost all men, very healthy-looking men, coming across the border, just flooding across. And we're allowing them right in. Little bit of a question mark there, don't you think? But that's what this president has been all about, is the change that, you didn't want. the change that you didn't want for your country. He's foisted it upon you. This is what dictators do. And now we have not the dictator in charge anymore, and that's Donald Trump. He answers to the people. He is the servant of the people, and he understands that. Nice and refreshing. Anyway, a lot of things going on. First of all, let's go to Oakland, California. The death toll for the rave activity that was in the warehouse, the so-called artist warehouse. By the way, as California had a very healthy economy at one time, and all the buildings and vacated empty spaces that are in Oakland, as all are in all cities of California, where there's nothing being done, there's no work being produced, we turn them into art centers in which we have raves. Now, if you don't know what a rave is a huge party. It's sort of like an instant flash mob in which there's drugs everywhere, ecstasy in particular, a lot of marijuana. Now, I've had the, I guess you would say, the good fortune, the bad fortune, actually to attend a rave one time when I was sort of doing some background investigations on some things that were happening around our school. And I happened to come upon a rave in the city of Buena Park, California. Didn't go into the building. I was outside. I didn't need to go in the building because there was so much access. You could actually see inside pretty well and understand what was going on. All the lights, all the music, dun, 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 the heavy beat, all that good stuff. But there was one thing that was very, very noticeable. Everybody wanted water because they were taking ecstasy and they were thirsting for water. But the people that were running the rave, which are probably around 500-600 people in this building, an abandoned warehouse in Buena Park, California, I might add, everybody wanted water because they were thirsty from the ecstasy. And, of course, what were the people that were running the rave doing? They were selling water. There was not one drinking fountain available to anybody to get water other than to buy it. Boy, were they making bank. There was so much going on there. It wasn't even funny. And marijuana, of course. Now, you see, I bring this up because, you know, if you had a happy, healthy economy in which people were building things in California, if things were being produced in small businesses, small warehouses like it used to be in California, and like it is in every other society in which things are being built in a capitalistic fashion. Did I mention Taiwan here? Maybe we can look at a little place on an island called Formosa to look and see how energetic people are about their capitalistic democratic republic that they have there in Taiwan that we've ignored for the last 40 years. Maybe we might want to go there. Maybe we can fill up some of the spaces, learn from them what capitalism is all about, bring it back to the United States of America so we don't have artists that build things that are fire traps in which 36, now that's the death toll today, 36 people have died in a fire trap at a rave in which everybody's in a stupor caused by marijuana, and I'm sure the ecstasy is ever present, as well as cocaine and heroin and other things. Of course, we have a huge problem with heroin in the United States right now. California had a huge bust of heroin. We're going to be bringing Chris Street in to talk about that this week. He wrote the article that came out in Breitbart just over the weekend. But my point is this. As long as we continue to degenerate in California, you're going to see more of this sort of thing happening. And I'm surprised that at this rave, these raves things have been going on for a long time, since the 90s. I'm surprised that this hasn't happened before, in which you have so many people killed at one time because they're trapped in a building because they're raving on. The music, the confusion. You can just imagine what it was like in that building. Everybody's drugged out, not knowing what's going on, and there's no exit. Criminal behavior, you betcha. Where were the building inspectors who were fielding complaints but not doing anything to stop what was going on in that artist center? To code enforcement, anyone? You know, it's kind of interesting. In the communities I've found in which you have really, really good compliance from the people that are being lawful and legal in their businesses, you have massive code enforcement. Sure you do. So that the city can get their grubby hands on your money. But, you know, if you're ethereal, like you are in Oakland, by the way, Oakland is right next to Berkeley, for those of you that do not understand. If you're ethereal and you have, you're an artist, then you have license to do marijuana. You have license to do whatever you want to do. And those code enforcement people will just go, you know, pay off a city councilman with a couple of bricks of marijuana, and that'll keep the code enforcement people off our back. Yeah, that's the kind of corruption that's going on in Oakland and throughout California, as long as Jerry Brown is the governor, of course. Because, you know, Jerry Brown loves lawlessness. That's what we have here in California. That's why people want to exit California through the Jefferson Movement, make a more perfect union, form a new state because of the overregulation, the lack of enforcement when you need it, the lack of lawful behavior, lawlessness that's running through California right now. The open borders, people just coming and going across our borders in Southern California and Northern California, just coming across. Nobody's checking anything out. Coming into the ports, landing at the airports. No one's checking anything out. They're just immigrants from afar. Now we've got African immigrants that are coming from Africa. And what are they going to bring to California? Is this part of the scheme to overthrow California by violence? Inquiring minds want to know. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Everyone is welcome to attend. There is no membership requirement, and doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded neighbors and enjoy the refreshments and get a good front row seat. Lord Monckton was co-founder of the Center for Policy Studies with Margaret Thatcher in 1974 and has testified on four occasions to the U.S. Congress on climate change. He explains why Brexit is a part of the movement against globalist efforts to eradicate democracies worldwide. And don't forget our regular feature of the In the News with Paul Preston will follow the special guest speaker. Paul will discuss the issues of the day. That's Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Be there.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Millions. Americans watch government-run TV report on Donald Trump's controversial conversation, a 10-minute call that upended decades of careful diplomacy. Taiwan's president seized on the moment by releasing photos of her on the phone with Trump, provoking China to complain to the Obama administration that had no advance knowledge of the call.
But it does suggest that we have a president-elect coming in who is very unfamiliar with some of the diplomatic challenges that the United States faces.
Since the days when Nixon opened the door to China, no issue has been more sensitive for China than the status of Taiwan, an island territory that governs itself, but the U.S. does not formally recognize.
I'm Janice Mackey-Frayer in Beijing, where the call was taken as a serious affront. If it was a mistake, then it's likely to blow over. But if it was strategic, there's the risk of a major rift in U.S.-China relations before Trump's presidency even gets started.
Candidate Trump lashed out at how China twists the economic knife.
We can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing.
The U.S. trades with Taiwan, including sending U.S.-made weapons there. Trump used Twitter to challenge his critics. Interesting how the U.S. sells Taiwan billions of dollars of military equipment, but I should not accept a congratulatory call. Today, the president-elect's allies say Trump may be sending a signal.
China is extremely relevant to us, but we can't let China just run all over our intellectual property and do cyber hacking and let it go unchecked.
Trump's initial moves on the world stage come without the person who will be his ultimate chief diplomat. The Secretary of State position is still open. And tonight, sources familiar with his selection process tell me, Jose, that he wants to interview other candidates and is not feeling pressure to make an immediate decision.
Kelly O'Donnell, thank you very much.
Don't you love it when a plan starts to come together? I mean, he's out making angry China. So what? Come on. And by the way, does anybody know the history of Taiwan? Google it. Wikipedia it. I mean, it's a free nation. It's a democratically run republic. It's a capitalistic nation. They are wealthy. And they've made their wealth themselves. We don't get that here in the United States. We understand that it's just part of China. Well, it's not really. It's called Taiwan. And it's really its own nation state. But for us, because of Nixon going to outreach to China, they came up with the one China policy. We will only talk with Beijing and not Formosa, even though we said we will support the security interests of Taiwan. Now, why did that happen? Do we know our history? Let's cover some history for you here. The teacher comes out again. Here is the history of Taiwan. Taiwan was known as the island of Formosa. You have to go back to World War II. And you have to go back to a guy, a Japanese warlord, by the name of Ryoshi Sasakawa. Now, have you ever heard that name before on this radio show? How about repeatedly for hours on end over the last 2 weeks? A Japanese warlord, listen, wasn't connected with the government of Japan in the early 30s. He was a warlord. He gathered up men and material, and he became a warlord in China, Western China in particular, and he plundered at the beginning of World War II, which was the beginning of World War II, he plundered Western China. And he had a resistance against him in the form of a man by the name of Chiang Kai-shek. Let's think about this. A man that was being supported by the United States of America to fight against the Japanese Empire. Anybody ever heard of the Flying Tigers? The Flying Tigers was a private army of Americans primarily and Brits who went over to fly the P-40 Warhawk as an air group against Japanese bombers that were bombing places like Nanking. The rape of Nanking, anybody? The millions that were killed by Ryoshi Sasakawa. And what happened after the war was Mao Zedong was also fighting against the Japanese as a communist. And when World War II ended and we were no longer fighting against the Japanese, Sasakawa, then we started fighting against the communist. And so did Chiang Kai-shek. Because, you see, a capitalist, a democratic, freedom-loving, liberty-loving man wasn't going to get along with Mao Zedong. And by 1947-48, there was a revolution, and Chiang Kai-shek moved to where? And where did the rest of the freedom-loving Chinese move? To Formosa. And they formed the nation-state called Taiwan, on which we, until Nixon came along in 1970-something and opened up to China, we supported fully as a democratic society. Then we formed up because there was so much wealth to be had in the Chinese, with the Chinese population. It was an opportunity for us business-wise. We shut down Formosa. We shut down Taiwan and said, no, we have a one-China policy because, see, Red China, as it was called then, the Communist China, which is still today Communist China, hello, is still a communist nation. What they were doing was wanting to run and rule Taiwan and say that they're part of China. They're a breakaway nation. They're a rebel nation. And you're hearing that today in the media. Shame on the media. Of course, you know, what do we have in the media? Shame on the media. Freedom-loving people in Taiwan. They're more American than a lot of Americans, Colin Kaepernick. They love freedom. They love liberty. And they've been a staunch ally to the United States of America, even though we've been blowing them off for 40-some years. We have been giving them weapons to protect themselves. We sell them billions of dollars of weapons each year to protect themselves from who? An invasion by China. They're threatened constantly by China. China pointing missiles at them. China doing missile launches and so on to shake them up. It's kind of like North and South Korea. Same thing. But have you ever looked at a map of the Korean Peninsula? Really? Have you? And I would say you might want to look at a map of Formosa or Taiwan, the big island that's right off of China there, the big, huge island. Look at that. And look at China very carefully. At night. Get a satellite picture at night. And look, let's take Korea. You take a look at the Korean Peninsula. It's a peninsula that comes down out of China, of course, out of Asia. The southern portion at the 38th parallel and below is completely lit at night. At night in the north, it's black because they don't have electricity in the north. Welcome to totalitarianism. Juxtaposition that with Formosa and the number of lights in Formosa, and then look at China. Welcome to communism. Of course, we've helped them out with the easing of the restrictions. They've got more freedom and so on in China. We know that. But they are still antagonistic and hostile to a freedom-loving nation known as Taiwan that's been a supporter of ours forever. So don't give me this garbage that somebody in the State Department is upset that we've upset the apple cart with China. China has been plundering our wealth for 40 years. And Donald Trump says, let's talk to Taiwan. Because you see, the legacy of Ryoshi Sasakawa still lives. And where does it live? It lives in CalExit. The Ryoshi Sasakawa Foundation, the man who plundered and raped Nanking, his foundation supports the CalExit movement for California to become its own nation state and break up our union.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Everyone is welcome to attend. There is no membership requirement, and doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded neighbors and enjoy the refreshments and get a good front row seat. Lord Monckton was co-founder of the Center for Policy Studies with Margaret Thatcher in 1974 and has testified on four occasions to the U.S. Congress on climate change. He explains why Brexit is a part of the movement against globalist efforts to eradicate democracies worldwide. And don't forget our regular feature of the In the News with Paul Preston will follow the special guest speaker. Paul will discuss the issues of the day. That's Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Be there.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tin foil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
Well, I just thought I'd share a little bit of energy to you from Taiwan. You know, it's kind of interesting. There's a real interesting culture there, and I alluded it to in the previous hours in Taiwan about the street players that are out there. You have a lot of people that play instruments and play drums and so on. You have a whole gaggle of young ladies and young men who play the drums. Just they go out and they take their drum sets out and they play on the streets of Taiwan. And it's very, very interesting. This one that you just heard there was a street drummer by the name of S. White. She's probably one of the finest drummers in the world right now. She's 15 years old. When this was done, this is over a year ago that she did this Wake song, and it's a Christian-oriented song. She is a strong Christian with a strong message, I might add. And she uses her drum playing, and she's extremely popular. She's perhaps the most popular performer in Taiwan today to send a strong message of Christianity and the American dream. It's not uncommon for her, and I guess it's her sister, Vella Blue, who is an equally exceptional drummer, that send this Christian message. Yeah, Christian message out of Taiwan. Some missionaries have done some very, very good work in Taiwan. It's very obvious. But when you start to research these individuals and you start to research the message behind them, you realize how much they love and treasure freedom. And they understand the connectedness between our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our inalienable rights here in this nation. They understand it. They get it. They get the freedom. They get the liberty part of it. And they are exercising it, and they are spreading it throughout Asia. Now, if you think that that does not upset the totalitarians, you've got something else coming. It absolutely upsets those totalitarians over there, especially in Korea, especially in China. They can only tolerate so much religion. And Christianity, it's tough. It's tough to be a Christian in those countries, except Taiwan, where they openly embrace Christianity, where they openly embrace the American dream. You know, a lot of people have said our American dream has been silenced. Not true. It lives on in other parts of the world. What's happened to the beacon on the hill? We're a little tarnished. We're a little beat down. But we're rising again. And by the way, we will have challenges. There's going to be some challenges ahead of us in the next few months. We know that. Big challenges. And we will stand up and step up to those challenges. There's no doubt about it. And as far as other countries and living on the American dream and embracing it, boy, do they ever. Do we have a responsibility to that? I think so, yes, as Americans, as American citizens, to perpetuate that dream, and we will. Comforting to know that the American dream is really treasured. It's not disrespected. What's also very interesting is to watch the parenting that goes along with these children. It's pretty phenomenal. Something that we could all use. You don't have a lot of, I guess you would say, a lot of orphans in Taiwan. Family units are very, very strong. We don't have to listen to these commercials about all these orphans that we have here in America if we had the same sort of strength within our own families. Just a little side note to a little bit of history. But what I'm saying is this. Donald Trump did the right thing by taking the phone call. And yes, I'm glad it was set up. It was set up. And it was set up to send a message to put right in the face of President Obama and the rest of these totalitarian dictators. America is strong and getting stronger. And totalitarians are out. And thank God for that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And please feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Everyone is welcome to attend. There is no membership requirement, and doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded neighbors and enjoy the refreshments and get a good front row seat. Lord Monckton was co-founder of the Center for Policy Studies with Margaret Thatcher in 1974 and has testified on four occasions to the U.S. Congress on climate change. He explains why Brexit is a part of the movement against globalist efforts to eradicate democracies worldwide. And don't forget our regular feature of the In the News with Paul Preston will follow the special guest speaker. Paul will discuss the issues of the day. That's Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Be there.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, a little bit more on the Taiwanese situation. I'm kind of belaboring this a little bit, but I want to get some clarity for you because you're going to get some fake news from the mainstream media. That's the only way you put it. More fake news from the mainstream media. Where's Megyn Kelly when you need fake news, right? Is she going to CNN? Let's hope so. She deserves it. And they deserve her. I'm just in the strangest mood. And I just love the phone call. I love the fact this just upset the apple cart of the whole world. It's wonderful. It's put the totalitarians on. Hey, you know, it's just a friendly call from a friendly nation who likes us. So let's put it in perspective. And this is an article. Where did I get this information? I think came from. Where did it come from? I don't have it listed. I think it came from the Times, the New York Times or the LA Times, either one. Said that when President-elect Donald Trump spoke to Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen on Friday, he not only broke decades of U.S. protocol, he also opened the door to potential trouble with China. I'm shocked that we're going to be in trouble with China. We're America. We don't want to be in trouble with China. Give me a break. Come on. Which has long refused to recognize the controversial island as a separate nation. Here's my point that I was making before. The phone call described by Taiwanese presidential spokesperson as a friendly talk is believed to be the first time a U.S. president or president-elect has had contact with a Taiwanese leader since before the U.S. cut off diplomatic relations with Taiwan in 1979, the One China policy. By the way, that One China policy was during the Jimmy Carter era, not during Nixon. It was Nixon who opened the door to China. It was Jimmy Carter that slammed the door on Taiwan. Donald Trump said, the president of Taiwan, this is a tweet he put out, the president of Taiwan called me today to wish me congratulations on winning the presidency. Thank you. It says, for China and Taiwan, the tension stretches back much further than that. And this is the point that I was trying to make. And I want to try and clarify some things with you, because this is what the fake media of the mainstream media is doing. So let's get this straight. And again, you can fact check me, please. It says Taiwan, this is from the New York Times, an island unto itself. Taiwan, located just 100 miles off China across the Taiwan Strait, has a population of more than 23 million people and is an economic powerhouse despite its history of political woes. It has no history of political woes. It has an enemy, and it's called China, Red China. It has an enemy. That's not political woes. Over the years, it bounced between Japanese and Chinese rule, and after World War II, it was under martial law by the Chinese mainland. Now, let's make this very clear. Mao Zedong, and before him, Chiang Kai-shek, was fighting who? Ryoshi Sasakawa. You know, the same foundation, Sasakawa was now dead. Billions of dollars plundered, the rape of Nanking, blood money. Ryoshi Sasakawa Foundation is now financing the Cal Exit Program to secede California as a separate nation, to put the California in the hands of another dictator besides Jerry Brown. Or they'll just leave Jerry Brown in place and he can become El Presidente Dictator Jerry Brown. Get my drift. There's a bigger world out there, ladies and gentlemen, than what you might realize. But let's make it very clear. Formosa, as it was known then, was not bouncing around as a nation state at the time. People were fleeing China. Freedom-loving people that loved freedom were supporting Chiang Kai-shek against the communist Mao Zedong, who was murdering and slaughtering and starving millions of people on his own. They fled to the island of Formosa. They don't even have that down here. It's known as Formosa. That's the island. And Taiwan became a nation state unto itself. The island, Taiwan, whose government refers to itself as the Republic of China, the ROC, not to be confused with mainland China, became home to the Chinese nationalists led by, oh, here we get the facts, Chiang Kai-shek, after they were pushed out of the mainland by Mao Zedong's communist forces in 1949. That is what happened. That is what happened. It's not unusual, of course. They're very, very patriotic. They're very American-loving because they remember the Flying Tigers. They remember the help that the nationalist Chiang Kai-shek was getting to stop the Japanese Ryoshi Sasakawa, to stop Ryoshi Sasakawa, a man who was murdering millions. Ryoshi Sasakawa. Now we got Cal Exit. Don't you just love it when you start connecting the dots? Listen, I know that for many of you, I'm actually reaching out and grabbing hold of you from an audio standpoint, and I'm dragging you from one dot to the next to make a believer out of you on some of these issues. We're at that point when we need to connect dots, ladies and gentlemen. You need to wake up, and you need to do some thinking on your own. It's okay to think. Look, trust me, it's okay to think. It's okay to think. Just put that tinfoil hat on and think. It's okay. See, I'm telling you to think and be a thinker. Whereas, of course, President Barack Hussein Obama is saying, oh, you silly tinfoil hat thinkers. In other words, he's saying, we don't want you to think. We will do the thinking for you. That's not me. You do the thinking. I'll drag you to the dots if need be, but you need to think about each dot that I put you on. How about the liberty and freedom dots? How about when you start connecting the First Amendment to the Second Amendment, to the Third, to the Fourth, to the Fifth, and so on? Then perhaps you'll fully understand what's going on in Taiwan and why those calls were important. Just a few thoughts of mine as I sit here and contemplate what's going to be the next step for Donald Trump. Stopping the totalitarians. One phone call at a time. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Let's go to the next dot in the next break. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Everyone is welcome to attend. There is no membership requirement, and doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded neighbors and enjoy the refreshments and get a good front row seat. Lord Monckton was co-founder of the Center for Policy Studies with Margaret Thatcher in 1974 and has testified on four occasions to the U.S. Congress on climate change. He explains why Brexit is a part of the movement against globalist efforts to eradicate democracies worldwide. And don't forget our regular feature of the In the News with Paul Preston will follow the special guest speaker. Paul will discuss the issues of the day. That's Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Be there.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, it's interesting. By the way, a little side note. Lord Christopher Monckton is going to be at the Tea Party Patriots, the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots tonight in Yuba City, California at 6:30 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to be talking about climate change, anybody, the ruse, and Brexit, and certainly the topic of Jefferson, since he's in the heart and soul. He's in the Church of Jefferson, actually, Church of Glad Tidings, Pastor Dave Brian, who is considered to be the pastor of Jefferson. It's his church, and I'm sure he's going to be there, actually. So we'll all be there, and we'll be talking to Christopher Monckton. He was actually at the Liberty Tour. We did an interview with him, and it's going to be nice to meet him in person. So if you're out in that area of California, get out there and come down and see us. Okay, anyway, Colin Kaepernick, let's pray for him. I mean, seriously, let's do some real praying, because you see, he has been love-bombed by the Obama administration. That's why he's doing this. Go back and look at our stories that we did on this. He has been purposely love-bombed to do what he's doing, to bring about this disgraceful display of kneeling and so on, in protest. And it's getting worse for him. And, of course, it really got – it's like 1-11 now for the 49ers. And he was pulled out of the game yesterday. Again, there's a plan, ladies and gentlemen. There is a plan, and it's working. We just need to be strong about it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, 821R.com, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Everyone is welcome to attend. There is no membership requirement, and doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded neighbors and enjoy the refreshments and get a good front row seat. Lord Monckton was co-founder of the Center for Policy Studies with Margaret Thatcher in 1974 and has testified on four occasions to the U.S. Congress on climate change. He explains why Brexit is a part of the movement against globalist efforts to eradicate democracies worldwide. And don't forget our regular feature of the In the News with Paul Preston will follow the special guest speaker. Paul will discuss the issues of the day. That's Lord Christopher Monckton, expert from the United Kingdom on global climate change and Brexit. Monday, December 5th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Be there.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.